have a message for you from that Englishman, Sir John Malcolm. He wants you to go and see him at once.
How much did you get to give me this message?
Nothing. Help! Kaji, help! Kaji, help! Sir Kaji, help! I'm sorry! Sir Kaji, help!
Half of the gold coins are for the king's treasury. Half are for Sir Kajaye Yagub Markayan. And this one is... Oh, this is for lying.
What about me?
You, shh. Nothing. Get out. Fast. Out. Out, 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 out.
Sahib, Sahib, let's go.
You're late, Sir Yagub.
I came as fast as I could, as soon as that dwarf told me that Sir John Malcolm wants to see me. I didn't even understand how the horse got me here.
I have a mission for you. I want you to tell that pretty little crown Qajar, and you know who I'm talking about, King Fathali, that the Russian Empire has declared war. It has expelled the Muslims from Ganje and Shirvan in a terrible way. I want him to get this message before any courier delivers it. I want him to get angry. I want him to get excited. Do you understand me? Go!
Okay, I'll go. But empty-handed?
How much do you want?
This time I don't want money. I want this.
This statue used to belong to my mother. I can't.
Okay, then. I can't either. I'll just go back to the pretty king and tell him everything. I'll tell him in a way that he'd get so excited that he'd tear this embassy, tear it apart, tear it to shreds. He would leave absolutely nothing of it.
Okay, then. You can take it. The embassy of the British Kingdom will be inaugurated right here in the very near future. The Prime Minister hasn't officially been introduced to the Iranian government yet. If the embassy starts its work one day, We will need more of your services with a good salary.
You have been very kind to me, Sir John Malcolm. Thank you. I am your slave. I am at your service.
My mother's statue.
There, where do you think you're going? Tell me now.
Oh no, I will go wherever I decide.
Even the souls of the dead are free on Friday night, you corpse. You pathetic creature.
Oh, leave me alone and go pick on someone else.
As a matter of fact, I'm stuck on you like glue and you can't get rid of me. Now get lost. Get lost.
You are the boss at the women's quarter. But at dawn, I am the boss in the palace. Now you listen to me. Don't you dare say another word, you evil woman, or else I will embarrass you.
If I see you here one more time, I'll tell Baba Khan. Don't even think about daring me, you despicable soul.
Please, you're just an old wench from Shiraz. As a matter of fact, Baba Khan has asked me to come here to visit you.
I have to find out where this good-for-nothing idiot is going every night. I'll show you what it's like to insult me. Okay. I know what to do.
Scoundrel, Kaje. Stealing from the king's treasury, rascal. Stealing from the king's treasury. King's treasury. Rascal. 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 Rascal.
Yes, Baba Khan?
Tell me, where is Tavus?
She's so lucky. I wish I were a tiny bit like her so you'd miss me, just like you miss her.
She's one in a million, isn't she, Lady Mariam? There is only one Tavus, isn't there?
What about me?
You are really special. You mean a lot to me.
These days, my business hasn't taken off really well, I'm afraid. And I feel so unlucky these days, not having the fortune to be a wife.
You will. You will, God willing. In 150 years after I die, you'll get married just like everyone else. So don't worry, Lady Mariam. In due time, all will be well.
The Sultan's harem is crowded.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the king in private. Get out! Get out! Hurry up! Out! 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 Stop it! Stop it! Stop!
Out!
It's morning now. Good morning.
Get on with your work, you blithering idiot. This is exactly why I hate you, you pathetic soul. Be sure we will meet again.
I do not have good news, sir.
Start talking, you rascal.
The Russian Imperial Army has expelled the Muslims from Ganja and Shirvan, and they have ruthlessly expelled them to this side of the Aras River. And this means that Russia has declared war on the great government of Iran.
Get Abbas Mirza to Tehran from Tabriz at once. Do it!
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Put two lamb chops and some beef on that table, boy. Clean up that table now. Don't just stand there and look at me.
Well, 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 Sir Mirzai Safarsir, we are at your service. We are honored to have you here. You are more than welcome here, sir. Welcome, dear sir. Welcome. At your service.
Mirzai Safarsir, it's an honor to see you. An honor.
God bless.
Sir Mirzai Sah, God bless you. Business has been forbidden with the other side of the river since they closed the border in Aras. The Russians have attacked Caucasia and we don't have much more income.
Be patient. The wicked Russians have attacked Muslim land on the other side. First honor principle in our territory, then shall we tend to our business. Be patient, dear sir.
Shame on you!
Sir Mirzaisa, I wasn't able to show my gratitude to the honorable, generous prince. In any other way, I say, Abbas Mirza. This is all I can offer. Tell him I am a bereaved mother, and I present him with this token of love. May you please tell him. The people of Azerbaijan bless and love him.
This loaf of bread, this small token, will certainly get to the crown prince, Abbas Mirza. I'm sure it's more delicious than 100 royal feasts. I will tell him how kind and generous the blessed people of Tabriz truly are.
God bless you. Bless you.
May God give you strength.
May God give you strength. Make way!
We must return to the capital. Where's the Crown Prince?
In the salon.
Whenever the minister, Mirza Issa, comes to the capital, he walks as if he's walking on clouds. He walks with such certainty. God forbid the day that something goes wrong. Has news come from Tehran?
Yes, Your Excellency.
Thank God. My father has finally understood what they've done to us.
Your father, the king, wants you to know that you have been summoned to the capital, Tehran, and must go at once. Please prepare yourself for the journey.
I've been waiting anxiously, and I shall leave at once. Ever since I was a teenager, you, my friend, were the hard-working minister of Azerbaijan. You raised me and did not see me the way my father did. You know what I've been through in the past few days. Those good-for-nothing Russians, they have taken over our blessed Muslim land. We have honor. We cannot just allow ourselves to sit here and do nothing.
The people of this country are honorable. They are passionate about their country. They are quiet, but will do anything for their country. And this is the kind of people you and your father are ruling over. We owe all this to their prayers. We need their prayers. Our wealth comes from the prayers of these people. From the prayers of the people, and not their hatred and curses. Let us do all things possible to invoke these prayers. Safe trip, good sir.
Safe trip, Your Excellency. Take care of yourself.
Good, Rehan. Please take care of my daughter. Don't go anywhere near Asiye. She's an unpleasant rival wife. She's a Qajar. You're not. I don't want her to insult you.
Please don't worry, dear sir. I've been raised with great manners, and even if she does insult me sometimes, I won't answer her. I will pretend I didn't hear it, and for your sake, I will think of it as only a nightmare. Do you understand me, sir? I shall see only nightmares till I dream of my love.
So then sleep well, my love. Your dearest love shall return like a dove, wherever he may be. My dearest, Dirihan. Hello there. I didn't see you.
I would have died of a broken heart if I hadn't seen you.
Tell me, what do you want me to bring back for you?
I just want you to return safely home. And I'll be waiting by the door until you return.
Farewell, my dearest.